January 3, next door to heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. Work, watch, and pray for souls as they that must give an account. This year, try the Lord's prescribed remedy for evil. Let every man do that which the Lord requires him to do, looking unto Jesus, who is the owner of every soul. Let small companies assemble together in the evening or early morning to study the Bible for themselves. Let them have a season of prayer that they may be strengthened and enlightened and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. If you will do this, a great blessing will come to you from the one who gave his whole life to service, the one who redeemed you by his own life. You must have the power of the Holy Spirit, else you cannot be an overcomer. What testimonies you should bear of the loving acquaintance you have made with your fellow workers in these precious seasons when seeking the blessing of God. Let each tell his experience in simple words. The work of every believer is aggressive. It is a daily warfare. Christ is saying, "Ye are my witnesses," Isaiah 43:10. Think it, speak it, act it. Heaven is just next door. Open the door heavenward and close the door earthward. Will you hear his voice and open the door to the heart of Jesus? Will you love him who gave his life for you? Let little companies meet together to study the scriptures. You will lose nothing by this, but will gain much. Angels of God will be in your gathering, and as you feed upon the bread of life, you will receive spiritual sinew and muscle. You will be feeding, as it were, upon the leaves of the tree of life. By this means only can you maintain your integrity. Fidelity to Jesus Christ will ensure a most precious reward. Let each soul strive for eternal life, acknowledging Christ in word and spirit. He has pledged his word that he will acknowledge you and me gladly, heartily, joyously before his heavenly Father. Is not this worth striving for? See what you can do personally to be true to principle, to maintain uncorruptness in every phase of your life, and you will behold his glory. Letter 2, January 3, 1900, to Brother and Sister Cicely.